There are many people that dread on some level when we get the part Sefer Vayikra. And it's almost a gift in a year like this. So we have all the double parshios so that we somehow fly through Sefer Vayikra, and within a few weeks of Pesach, we cover all the parshios. So the question is, what is the take home that we're supposed to walk away with when we talk about Sefer Vayikra? And I found a very interesting midrashic allusion in Megillas Esther that perhaps helps us a little bit with it. Why do we need all these things? What is it relevant to us, right? It's so foreign. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash. We don't have Korbanos. So many of the halachos that even are connected to the land don't apply unless there is a Beis Hamikdash such as Yovel. Why do we learn all of this? So listen so beautifully to this Medrash. The Medrash says that when Haman was ready to destroy the Jewish people, Haman went looking for Mordechai. That's when he was told, not only to destroy the Jewish people, but I have to go honor Mordechai. And so that's a separate question of what's going on in Haman's head at this very moment. But just step into Haman's shoes for a second. Haman is told he has to go find Mordechai. Mordechai is his arch nemesis. He wants to kill him. He set up the gallows for him. There's so much going on. And all of a sudden, what happens? Haman is told, okay, go find Mordechai. He can't find Mordechai anywhere. He asks and says, where can I find Mordechai? And he's told, you'll find Mordechai in the Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so Mordechai, he goes to find Mordechai in the Beis HaMedrash, and he asks, you know, he's waiting, and Mordechai's in the middle of Shir. And interestingly, the Medrash actually paints a picture of someone, despite hating Mordechai, despite wanting to kill Mordechai, who treats him with great reverence. It's interesting. But putting that aside, he waits, and he's listening, and he says to the people, like, what is Mordechai saying? What's he teaching? And he says he's teaching him the halacha of kemitza. Kemitza, that you take a certain amount of flour in your hand in order to bring a korban mincha. So there, he's like, why is he teaching them kemitza? And the Medrash then says, you know what they're really telling him? They're really telling him, listen, all your lots and all your swords and all your weapons are going to be nothing in comparison to his kemitza. His flour, his bits of flour, which are minuscule and weigh so little, they are going to destroy all your power and all that. It's a fascinating, fascinating, fascinating medrash. So there are so many levels and so many pieces that we could try to understand this medrash on. But perhaps the simplest question is, of all the things from Mordechai to be teaching at this point in time, why would he teach this? Why does this matter? And I think that the answer is Sefer Vayikra. Why do we continue to learn it? Why is it that in some circles that's the very first Chumash that people learn? It's because the source of Jewish strength, the source of Jewish pride, all comes from the Mikdash. And the lack of the Mikdash is not something that completely breaks us, but we spend all this time davening and learning about it in the hope that it will come back. That's what we really want. That's what we really pray for. Mordechai was teaching the Jewish people such an important lesson. Yes, it looks like we're going to die. And the furthest thing possible from us would be the Mikdash. And yet we don't give up hope. We don't give up hope. Because those little pieces of flour are so much more powerful and so much stronger than any sword and any weapon and any Haman. The Jewish people as a people are invincible. The Jewish people as a nation are indestructible. We might suffer a lot over time. We might lose many members of Klal Yisrael along the way. But as a collective, as a unit, we're not going anywhere. And that's what he says. Mordechai says it's going to be the hope and the prayer of the Mikdash that's going to sustain us. Think about it. 2,000 years with Tachazenai. How many times people said that we hope and pray that we can see our eyes looking at Zion. How does that work? Why does it work? Our hope, our fervent prayer, no matter where we are, the Arakanfos Ha'aretz, that's what sustains us. And Yirtz Hashem, we should be Zochet to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Karav Yamim.